You're listening to a Jeremy, Katie, and Josh podcast.
This time around, a letter came in from Ron. Found out his neighbor leaves her kids home from time to time, aged 10 and 8. He's like, that's fine. I was left home at 10. We were just jumping on the couches, drinking Capri Suns. I told his girlfriend about it. She's like, oh my God, we need to call Child Protective Services. That is way too young. And she said, I've got some backing on that because there's an 11-year-old kid that she knew growing up that set the house on fire.
Oof.
So she's like, before we even have kids, we need to talk about this because she swears they need to be 15 before they can even think about staying home alone. So parents, sound off. What do you think? What's the appropriate age for the kiddos to start staying home with zero adult supervision? So the show wants to know. Sound off. Phone lines are wide open for you guys today. 303-691-1MIX. 303-691-1649. We'll start with Joel. Hi, Joel. Welcome.
Hey, good morning. Yeah. I like how I get through. You guys are easy to call.
Yeah, buddy.
Okay.
Right on. Well, we like talking to you. So what do you think about the appropriate age to leave the kids home?
Hey, so there's no, like, cookie-cutter answer. You know, how well do you know your kids? How good did you parent them? Personally, I was walking home in first grade. But, like, I have a daughter that, you know, I had a gun while she grew up. But then with my son, he's 4 now, I had to sell that, you know, because I don't trust him. You know, he don't listen. My daughter listened, my son don't listen. Just how well do you know your kids? You know, I've met teenagers that I wouldn't leave them alone, and they're at least 15, you know.
Sure.
It depends. You know, how well do you know your kid? There's no cookie cutter answer.
It's pointless
to argue about something that, you know, there's no.
Well, what age would you start, like, dabbling with this? Because, I mean, there does come a time when you're like, I got to run a couple quick errands. I don't feel like gathering the kids up. I mean, maybe leaving them for 5-10 minutes. I feel like there is an age where you can just start to say, okay, you're 10, 11. You probably could hang for 15 minutes.
Yeah.
I mean, do you think it's, like, right in there, or is 8 way too young?
I say that's probably the most common. If you're going to, I'd say, yeah, 10 or 11 is probably the average age. But at the same time, there's, like I said, too many factors. Is it at night? Is it around dinner time? Are you asking them to do stuff?
Right.
You know what I mean? Like,
do you give them the talk where you're like, don't turn on the oven? That's the talk that we give. Don't turn on the oven, for God's sakes.
Yeah.
The house will blow up.
Yeah, and as a parent, you got to kill those things beforehand. You know,
that's
like,
right,
get
buddy.
Them food. Here's a pizza. Hey, I made you burritos. They're in the microwave. You know, something
but
like
then
that.
Then you worry about them choking, Joel. Then if somebody chokes, can they handle it? So there's a lot
of
scenarios.
I always
buddy.
Have that. I think about that. My parents. You know what I mean? I worry about that. My mom and dad.
True. Exactly.
True, buddy. Joel, we're gonna get to some other calls, my man, because we have full phone lines. But it's always great to talk to you.
Do well. You guys have a good day. Thanks talking to you guys.
Later,
thanks,
buddy.
Joel.
Bye.
All right, so he's thinking about it 10 or so. Hi, Kelly.
Hey, JKJ.
JKJ in his house.
What up?
Sometimes we're not allowed to be left alone. Did you know that, Kelly?
I know.
That's true. That's why you're a threesome in that radio station.
That's right. Threesomes all day long for us, buddy. All right, so Ron wrote in and says 8 is fine to be left home alone, 10's fine, but his girlfriend flipped out. What do you think?
Well, I think Katie hit the nail right on the head. It's the maturity of the child. There's no way that you could adjust, because I know 35-year-olds that shouldn't be left at home.
Yeah.
Alone, you know what I'm saying?
Why do I feel like that's you that shouldn't be left home alone, Kelly?
Kelly.
No, I'm good alone. I'm good.
You're all right.
Yeah, but again, like, you can have the most mature kid ever, and they, you know, can be swayed or deterred. Maybe they're watching something on YouTube that involves matches or something crazy, and they're like, I got to try this while mom and dad are gone. They could be the most mature kid ever.
Right, that's a parenting thing, though. You don't like matches. Put a candle next to a curtain.
I know.
But I'd tell Ron, though, for his girlfriend, that's going to be an over mom right there. That kid's going to be wrapped in bubble wrap for 100 years.
Yeah.
You're probably right, buddy.
That's exactly right.
Run, Ron. This has now turned into break up with your girlfriend immediately, Ron.
Run.
Kelly, we got your vote, my friend. You go have yourself the best day ever.
Right on. You guys take care.
See you, buddy.
Bye, Kelly.
Here's sweet Sarah. Hi, Sarah.
Hi,
hey,
KJ.
Hi, good morning. Thanks for sounding off for Show Wants to Know. So what do you think about Ron and these goofy kids staying home alone?
I think it's definitely, I agree with the last two callers. It depends on the maturity and just the emotional state of the kids. I have a 16 and 14 year old that I think I would start, I started leaving home alone for at least an hour to like go to the gym or something. I was a single parent after a little bit, and you know, I can't take daycare is stupid. So yeah, like 10 and 8 left them home. And then I was also a latchkey kid growing up, but I didn't necessarily agree with that because the world is different now than when, you know, I was in elementary school and middle school. But it literally just comes down to having those conversations with your kids that in the case of emergency, this is who they call. Like, I've ingrained my phone number into my kids' heads that if I'm gone, call this number right away, but call 911 first if there's blood or a fire or lots
yeah.
of water.
Yeah,
if there's blood, call 911.
This is why you call 911.
It's a very important talk to have.
Well, and Sarah, I think it's important too. Like, the kids these days are so different from us when we were growing up because we reveled. Oh, we loved being left home alone. It was like a freedom, but these kids get anxious. They're like, where are you?
Yeah.
Why aren't you home?
Yep.
You know?
Mommy, I miss you.
Yes, they do.
How did I get that with my 16 and my 14-year-old, though they're used to it by now. I do have a there's a little one. Yeah, we I do have a 4-year-old. I started over again.
You started over.
Reset.
But, but yeah, I know, like, now right now it's free babysitting, but you know, because they're a little bit older emotionally and mature wise. But yeah, man, no, 10 and 8, I definitely were, they were home alone for at least an hour, nothing
all
more
right.
than that.
Yeah.
So you're okay with it. You're like, go for it.
I'm okay with it. Yep, go
all
for
right.
it.
And your kids are alive and doing well, so thank
yeah,
you for sounding
are, yep.
off.
And you got another one.
I know.
Exactly, yeah, we got another one.
Slow down, Sarah, slow down.
Oh, don't worry, I'm done. This is it, we're done.
Hey, Sarah, it was nice talking with you. Have a great Thursday.
Yeah,
all right, bye.
You
too.
Bye.
Bye.
Phone lines are open for Show Wants to Know. What's the appropriate age to leave the kiddos at home? 303-691-1649 if you want to chime in. Hi, Shannon.
Good morning, JKJ.
Good morning. So what is
How's
your...
How's everybody this morning?
Well, we're super dupes.
So
we're doing
good.
All right. I'm currently thinking of my kiddos that, you know, we have just actually started to dabble in leaving them from time to time. And I've got a 13-year-old and a 10-year-old. And it's feeling
about
right. Yeah, and it's like, you know, it'll be like for 15 minutes at a time, 20. We got to go drop a car off for an oil change or something. We're just now starting to dabble in it. So what do you think is the right age?
My kids are a little bit younger. They're 8, 7, and then I have an 18-month-old. I grew up in the middle of nowhere, Oklahoma, so I was staying home alone at a fairly young age. I would not leave my older two home alone at this point.
Why is that?
I think that if it was just the oldest, I would leave her alone. I don't necessarily trust watching over younger siblings. That's where my more of the issue is than leaving the 10-year-old and stuff at home alone. Is I don't think a child that young should be responsible for an even younger child.
I'm with you there, and it's along the similar lines as why we haven't done a lot of this with our kids. Along the same lines, kind of, is they fight a lot. Like, they're at each other constantly.
I was like, my kids would have the cops called because they beat
yes.
the crap out of
exactly.
each other.
Exactly, and I'm like, do
and
we want to leave them?
I think a domestic dispute was
I
happening.
Know, it's just normal sibling stuff. I mean,
yeah,
I'm not trying
exactly.
to couch this as anything violent or anything like that. It's just normal sibling fighting, you know? And from time to time, things get thrown and they're screaming. And I'm like, do we want to leave them home when they're doing that with each other? Do we trust them not to fight? So that's really why we haven't done it too much.
Yeah, I think if it was one kid who was a little bit old in the 10 to 13-ish age range, that would be fine. I think when you have younger children, though, no. If anything, what Ron and his girlfriend should do, get to know your neighbor and offer to watch the kids. For
yeah,
if she
there
has
you go.
To run and run an errand. And so I think calling CPS is a bit extreme.
It is.
That's insane. Like, we're not trying to take kids away from their parents.
Yeah, that's too far.
Everybody struggles.
Yeah.
Daycare is outrageous.
Yeah.
I don't even know what I'm going to do for my older two kids this summer because my youngest is $180 a week for daycare.
Oh, gosh.
Year-round school would fix that, Shannon.
Yeah. Listen, no, I was going to text it earlier. I'm pro year-round school.
Thank you very much.
It helps with memory retention and everything else.
Yep.
I would
and
lose
juggling
so
your
much
job
knowledge
and, yeah.
all through the summer.
Yeah, imagine if we sat around for 3 months. We would just go stagnant.
I wouldn't know what to, I would be so confused at my job. I'd be like, what am I doing?
Well, don't get me started again. Katie likes celebrating.
I think it's if they get to be a kid, you know? Like all
they
of those schedules and routines and stuff. They don't.
You can still
though.
Be a kid on weekends.
I was pro year round school even when I was in school. I didn't have the best home life either, though, so that probably played into it. But I've always been pro year-round school because there are kids who don't know where they're going to get three meals a day.
That's a whole other thing, yeah, for sure. And yes, that would
totally be year-round school.
That would totally be beneficial in that situation. So
there's more positives than negatives.
Let's not get off on that, though. Let's stay on the topic.
No,
we could talk for an hour on that.
Yeah.
Thank you for calling, Shannon, and sounding off. You're an expert.
Thank you, Shannon.
Thank you. Have a great day, guys.
All right, see you later. We've got Amy who's been holding. Hi, Amy.
Hi.
Hey.
Morning.
Good morning.
How are you guys today?
Well, we're super dupes. Do you have kiddos?
I do. They're now 23 and 17, but...
Can you leave them home alone?
Yeah.
At 23 and 17? Yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
the big one watches the little one?
Something like that. Well, the big one's off in college, so... But we didn't leave them home alone until the older one was in sixth grade. And I required that she take a babysitting class first.
Smart.
Oh, that's smart.
Yeah.
To, like, learn CPR and stuff?
Yeah, and just sort of basic, like, responsibility things that you need to know when you're watching someone else's kids. You know, just, like, fire safety and stranger danger things that, you know, just some additional information that I think an older kid... especially somebody who's going to be watching somebody else's kids, even if it's your own kids. Because our youngest was in kindergarten when the older was in sixth grade. So
honestly, like nowadays, I feel like you could leave them a little bit younger than the, you know, seventh, eighth grade, ninth grade that I'm seeing come in on text a lot. Mostly because the amount of cameras you can put up in your house now. Like you can monitor your kids the entire time that you're away. I think it would be easier to leave them younger now because you just hop on your phone and watch them while you're gone.
Yeah.
I'm a little leery with 8 and 10. That seems really young to me. But you know, 5th, 6th grade, that 10, 11, 12, I think that makes perfect sense. But
I think so.
I really liked the – and I made the younger one take the babysitting class too when she was in 6th grade. But
I
think that was really smart to be – to give them a, like a base level of this is how you take care of a house, other people's kids, you know.
Yeah, that's very wise. I think every kid should probably take a class like that during year-round school. That is a great option to do.
And the other thing I did with them was I made over the summer, I made a list of these are the things you need to accomplish before I get home from work today.
Oh.
Yeah, the old to-do list.
I mean, we had those growing up, though.
My wife leaves me those, Amy. My wife leaves me those when I get home every day.
Exactly. Yeah.
But I did that. I mean, I had that, too, when I was a kid. And, of course, you know, we'd wait till like a half hour before mom got home and scramble, get everything done.
Right. You're vacuuming like crazy.
Garage door's opening.
Yeah.
go,
exactly.
Go.
Yeah, Amy, I do like your and Shannon's point, though, of getting the kids, the older kids, able to watch younger kids. Because I think that's a huge part. When you are responsible for a younger kid, like that,
I think
that puts a whole other thing on top of it.
She just threw us to the wind. She was like, "All right, look, I got five kids. I'm busy. Go do your thing."
Yeah, right. Again, that's where the big one watches the little one in your family.
Yeah.
Amy, thank you for the very wise call.
Yes,
absolutely. Have a great day.
You too.
You too, Amy.
Bye, Amy.
Thanks. Bye.
All right, we'll do three more: Bridget, Annika, and Julie. Who's been holding the longest? Hi, Bridget.
Hi. How are you?
Super dupes.
Great.
Are you a mom? I'm a mom.
I am a mom.
Are you? How old are your kiddos?
So I do take care of my two nephews, and I take care of my daughter. My nephews are 11 and 9, and my daughter's 8.
Okay. Are they staying home alone?
They do stay home alone. It also depends. So sometimes my daughter gets to stay home, and my nephew, that's the oldest, gets to stay home because they're a little more responsible. And I can leave them alone. The 9-year-old I have not left alone. He can stay with his brother and my daughter for a short amount of time. Like if I live across from a Target, so I run over for about 15 to 20 minutes, 30 minutes. The longest they've stayed home is about 3 hours. I also do have cameras in my house, like you said earlier, and I have an Alexa for them to call me at any time. my daughter has a cell phone so that she could call me anytime, things like that, so that anything happens.
Yeah.
I've also taken those necessary precautions that we have, like, one of those spray bottles that you can stop a fire. They can't use the stove. We have little grills, so if they want to make, like, a grilled cheese or things like that, the 11-year-old and my 8-year-old can cook, like, basic things, like make a sandwich, things like that.
Yeah.
The 9-year-old, not so much. He's kind of, you know, ADHD everywhere sometimes, so we do work on those things, but I would never leave him alone. We were actually just having that conversation this morning, like, when do I start allowing him to have that time alone? But it just depends. Yeah. You've got to know your children for sure.
And it sounds like you've taken all precautions and everything,
yeah,
too.
Absolutely.
So that's very smart. Two observations. One, I wish Nick Nack would leave me a little grill so I can make grilled cheese in the afternoon with my to-do list. I would like a little grilled cheese grill, so I need to do that. And then, good God, Bridget, how much money are you spending at Target if you live across the street from a Target?
I know.
Oh, goodness.
I'd be there all the time.
It's a lot.
It's a lot.
I also live across from a Target, Bridget, and I feel you.
Yes,
like we're in heavy debt.
Way more than I need
to
be.
I've got the Target credit card.
Definitely different for each kid. Like I said, my 8-year-old I can trust. The 9-year-old, not so much. He's a little go.
Yeah.
If I gave them their tablets, of course they'd sit there for hours, but I
wouldn't even notice you're gone.
I can get outside.
Yeah.
So.
Bridget, thank you for the call. It was great. Thank you so much.
Of course.
All right, have a good day.
Bye, Bridget.
You too.
Bye. All right, Annika and Julie. Hi, Annika.
Hi, guys.
Hey.
Do you live across from a Target, Annika?
Not across, but like down the street for sure.
A little distance.
You guys are dropping some
like,
money.
You'd
though.
At least have to get into your car and make an effort. If you can walk across the street to a Target, oh, game over.
Yeah.
Game over.
All yeah, right. I would go bankrupt.
Yeah.
Target has all my money. All right, so what's the right age for these kids to be left home alone?
I mean, when I was 10, I was definitely home alone for sure.
Mm-hmm.
But like, I wasn't an only child, but my siblings were a lot older than me. So like, they weren't ever around. And so I'm like, but it's also like, it was a different time because, you know, you got phones on the wall. I knew everybody's numbers. So it's like, if there wasn't an emergency, you just call.
Mm-hmm.
But why do we keep saying that? It's like a better time now, though. Because you did have one phone on the wall, and if you were cut and bleeding out in the bathroom, you couldn't get to that phone, but maybe you got a cell phone in your pocket.
I feel like we trust
people. It's a better time now to be left at home.
We don't trust people.
Yeah,
and you've got cameras.
Yeah, I don't know. And I think 10 and 8 is, like, totally doable. Like, my niece and nephew are 11 and 7, and they're home alone a lot, and they're fine. My biggest thing is you don't know the whole story, so, like, why are we? Don't call CPS.
Yeah.
Like
that's stupid. That's somebody who's
taking
it to a 10 right off the bat. It's like, relax.
Yeah, don't be like willing to potentially mess up somebody's life when you don't have the whole story. Like the other thing, maybe she has another neighbor that you don't know about that occasionally checks in on the kids while she's gone. Or like,
or they have FaceTime going somehow
the
in the house all day where the kids can go up to a video monitor and talk to their mom somehow, or you don't.
And I definitely agree with, I don't know, I think Shannon or I can't remember who said it. Go and talk to them and just, like, be friendly. Don't be accusatory, but just, like, at least have a conversation. Be like, oh, hey, like, if you ever need someone to check in on them, let me know.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, try and figure out the whole story before you just jump to conclusions.
If you start seeing the kids on the roof at some point, then you might want to be a little concerned. But if they're happy, they're healthy, and everything is fine over there, I mean, that is saved for, like, severe abusive situations to do that.
Yeah.
You know?
Yes.
You don't do that.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And,
you know, is the mom gone for an hour, or is she gone for 5 hours, you know.
Right, or she going to Blackhawk for 6 nights.
I'll be back tomorrow.
That's a whole different story.
Yes.
Julie, Annika, we're going to jump into Julie's call here for the last call, but thank you for chatting with us.
Yep, have a good one, guys.
All right,
thanks,
see you
later, Annika.
All right, here's Julie. Julie, you get the final word on this. What's the appropriate age?
Well, it all depends on the kid, because when I was younger, which was quite a while ago, I was babysitting a 6-year-old, a 4-year-old, and a newborn, and I was 11 years old.
Okay.
It was a different
time.
I feel
like there was just different trust. I mean, I really
was nowadays,
Was this in the 40s?
No.
Jeremy.
No, in the 70s.
Okay. So back kind of far.
Nowadays, I wouldn't trust most 11-year-olds to take care of my cat.
You're right, Julie.
They don't have the responsibility. Like, I had to, you know, I had a lot of responsibility growing up because I had a horse. So I had all the responsibility.
That's similar to raising children, yes.
You know, I had to go feed it every day and had to clean up after it. And, you know, so I had the responsibility to keep that horse, you know, safe and clean and alive and stuff. So having the responsibility growing up, you know, it just made me more responsible. So when a lady called me that my friend had given me my number and asked me to babysit, I was like, sure. And she didn't even know how old I was. She just assumed I was as old as my friend.
Dang, she just straight up trusted
you. And then you showed up with some brand new horseshoes and put them on that kid.
You know what?
When she found out, she kind of freaked out a little bit that I had been babysitting for like 5 months by then, and everything had gone fine.
Good to go.
So. We're still friends to this day.
Julie, I guess I was babysitting in fifth grade, which is 11. So, I think I was babysitting when I was younger, too. But it is a lot different.
You were around a lot of horses?
I did not also raise horses, though, no.
Well, I even ended up on weekends because the parents were divorced. I'd go over to the dad's house on Friday. He'd pick me up after school. And I would have those three kids. This was when I was like 13. But I'd have those three kids who are now 8, 6, and 2, and then I'd have their cousins.
Oh, my God.
I had an 8-year-old, a 6-year-old, 2 2-year-olds, an 8-month-old, and a 6-month-old.
Did they pay
and a horse on top of
that? Yeah, they better pay you for this.
Yeah, were you making some bank, Julie?
Yeah.
Not back then. I mean, it was, you know, $5 an hour back then. You
know, that's a lot of money back in the 70s, Julie.
Yeah, I made some good money, and it helped me get some stuff for my horse. So.
Yeah, there you go.
Goofy horse.
But, you know,
hey, what was the name of your
horse? I wouldn't trust most 13-year-olds or 11-year-olds.
Hey, what was the name of your horse?
Pepper.
Pepper the horse.
Right.
Well, my first one was Pepper, my second one was Haya, and my last one was Shandy.
Well, you are into horses.
You are, Julie.
Julie, you're a sweetheart. Thank you for the fun call. Have a great day.
You're welcome.
All right, bye.
Bye, Julie.
Bye, Julie.
I like her.
I know.
She's sweet.
She's like, I can handle kids because I had a horse.
Yeah. That's so funny.
Just comb their mane while I was there.
She fed the kids hay all the time. You know? It was great.
Oh,
yeah.
She always had carrots in her pocket.
Yes.
Exactly. Yeah, but a lot of really good points made today. I think one of the biggest ones was it depends on how long you're going to leave your kid alone, right?
Yes.
Like if it's 15, 20 minutes, if you're going to work and you leave your 8-year-old
at
home,
that's not going to be good.
A sandwich in the fridge.
Like, but I think the consensus was what? Like more like middle
relaxed.
School
yeah.
age right in there. 10 is probably okay. 8's probably too young.
Yeah.
I did like the call about keeping having your kids take that
babysitting class.
I thought that was
pretty
cool.
A lot too.
Yeah.
Very, very well.
Solid
never thought
advice.
Of that.
Solid
well,
advice.
Hopefully Ron was listening and got some input there. He can give back to his girlfriend.